Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Ha, ha, ha.
People may not understand why I lift my hands and why I say amen and why I do my thing. They may not be driving fancy cars or hanging with the stars. Ain't got that house on the hill, see, that may be a thrill, but I know the man of faith, and I know he can. I know he's there. He's may not understand why I sing for you,
and
why I live for you,
and
why I long for you, just like the deer that panted after the water.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you, and welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. We want to send you greetings and love from Apostle and Letitia Smith. Amen. And we give God praise for bringing us here this evening. Amen. How many of you know that we weren't promised today? Because of the grace of the Lord, we are here, here ready to praise him, here ready to lift our hands, here ready to say how great our God is. And I thank God for the song at the beginning of the hour, Great Day by Tashira. You know, it. That song is amazing. I'm over here just bumping my head back and forth, but I love the message. I love the excellence of the sound, and I thank God for God's up-and-coming artists. Amen. And we are just blessed to have the woman of God on the scene. And the woman of God that made that beautiful song, we are blessed to have the seed bearer of that beautiful seed in the house. And we are going to be welcoming Apostle Gwenna in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to take some time and honor the word of the Lord, because, you know, we need that bread of life, and without the word, we are lost. Amen. And so we're going to come out of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, and it says, God's promise of entering his rest still stands. How many of you know that his rest is available to you right now? So we ought to tremble with fear, that some of you might fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my rest. Even though this rest has been ready since he made the world, we know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where it is mentioned the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested for all his works. So we give God praise tonight for those of us who know him, those of us who have received him, those of us who love him, keep his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, and his laws. There is a rest. Even though the world is in pandemic and they are in fear, we don't have to worry about those things because we take on the rest of God. We take on the fear of the Lord. We have an understanding that our God is in control even in the midst of this. Come on, I need somebody to say hallelujah, because our God is still king. He is still sovereign. He is still the God of the universe, and there's nothing that happens without his knowledge, without his wisdom, and without his without him allowing it. So we have an understanding that we are in the rest of God, knowing we are covered by Psalms 91. We are covered by his wings. We understand that his sovereignty trumps everything that man has to say and what man fears. And we give God praise. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your love, your grace, your passion, your glory. We thank you that you are here with us even now, standing in the midst, Father God. Lord, you are changing things. You are delivering us out of the hands of our enemies. You are causing things to shift in the good of your people, Father God. You are causing the hearts of your people, Lord God, to align with your will, your plan, and your purposes. You are taking, Father God, our small mustard seed of faith, Father God, and you are changing it into a huge tree of faith, Father, and that, Lord, that we grow in you, that we bear fruit in your likeness, Lord God. So, Father, as we honor you, we ask, Lord God, that you will descend and your Ruach HaKodesh, Lord God, will blow upon your people on tonight. Father, for those that are listening, Lord God, in the airways, in the byways, in the highways, we ask that your spirit will meet them right where they are, that we will encounter you, Lord, in ways that we have never encountered before. Lord, we bless you and we honor you. Lord, we ask that your face will turn to us and shine upon us and give us peace. And Father, as your servant gets ready to come forth, we ask, Lord, that you will bless her with fresh anointing, with fresh wind, that you will give her, Lord God, revelation from on high, and that, Lord, that the seeds that she plants, Lord God, will grow in multitudes in your people's lives. And we thank you in advance. We give you glory in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. So we give God glory. We give him praise. And we honor him because he is to be honored. He is the great I am. And there is no one like him. And tonight, I want to welcome my dear friend, a woman of God who I know is living what she preaches, and that the Spirit of God dwells within her. I thank God for her servanthood in coming to the platform of Prophetic Sound Podcast on tonight. And I just want to say God blessings and welcome you, Apostle Gwyneth Stan. How are you today?
Blessed of the Lord, and thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for just opening up your heart and allowing me to be here. We are wonderful in God. We say blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know,
can you hear
me
well?
We can hear you great. You are coming through loud and clear.
Okay.
You know, it is great to have you on this evening, and I know that the Lord has poured much into you. As I was in prayer and preparing for this evening, you know, I had an understanding that the Lord is going to cause some of the burdens that people of God are feeling in this time to be lifted. They're going to know him as the burden bearer. And I just had a knowing that the word that you were going to release was going to break yokes and heavy burdens. And so I thank you for allowing God to use you in every way that he chooses to use you on tonight. And at this time, I am going to clear the floor, Apostle, and I'm going to allow you to greet the people and just go forth and let God use you. And I'm here at any time when you're ready for me.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Prophetess Leticia, I appreciate you and your wonderful husband for allowing me to come. And first of all, I like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. You know, I love him so much. I love my Lord so much. And so we give honor to him. I do want to thank everybody who is listening in, who is taking the time to listen in. It is a Friday night, so many people were working today. But you chose to come and listen in tonight, and we want to thank you for that because you could be somewhere else. So we're just grateful tonight, and I'm not one for many pre-words, you know, words before, preliminaries, before I minister. I'm not good with that because I'm always so excited. I just want to, like, jump right into the word, just dive right in. But we learn to give honor to whom honor is due. So we thank you again. But, as we go on tonight, as we want to dive in here tonight, I want to talk about a subject that is relative in a sense to the pandemic, but apart from the pandemic. When I was asked to speak, I lay down on the bed and went to bed. I said, God, you know, I don't have the slightest idea what you would want me to speak in the ears and the hearts of the people. A lot of times, you know, we're given a theme and, you know, things of that sort. And as I lay down on my bed that night, and I was surprised that God came to me so quickly, because usually he'll come to me when I'm in my early morning prayer. But he spoke very, very clear to me, and he said, complete recovery. And it's like all night long, those words were just repetitiously going through my mind, complete recovery, complete recovery. And he even told me, you know, what scripture to relate this to. And we're going to be looking at 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at verse 8. Well, actually, I'm not going to read the whole thing because all the inclusions are from verse 8 to 20. But I want to highlight on some of the major scriptures. And many of you may know this story when David had left the camp and they were off taking care of business, maybe warring with someone else. While he was away, he had a lot of followers, and this is before David became king. At the time, he was running and hiding from Saul, but along the way, God gave him people to undergird him and to be with him. And so when they came back to their camp, which they had left their wives and their children and all their goods, they came back and this country called, these people called, they had the Amalekites, they had invaded their territory, their camp, and they took everything is from them. And I'm telling you, and so, you know, I'm thinking about the people while we're in this pandemic that had suffered some losses. Some people have suffered many losses, and maybe I'm speaking to someone tonight who have actually experienced suffering, not suffering, but well, sometimes it is losses. You have suffered losses for various reasons. It doesn't have to be connected to the pandemic, but you somewhere in your life, something that is happening, an occurrence, an event, you've lost something along the way. And so I want to speak to your heart tonight about recovering everything. I said recovering. Complete recovery. Please notice these two little words, complete recovery. A lot of times we feel like we can recover a sum or a little piece or get a little bit back. No, tonight God is saying to you, I want to bless you to recover everything that you have lost. The Word of God tells us that He would cause us to be restored. He was going to restore all that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, the palmer worm have eaten. Hallelujah. He was going to restore. He said the years. And I love that word, years, because sometimes as the years pass along the way, sometimes, you know, we don't even realize that we have lost things until, you know, we wake up one day and it comes to us. That happened to me recently. I was just kind of meditating, and the Lord brought to my attention things that have been taken and stolen away from me for years. And I'm like, yes, God, yes, Lord, you know. And I'm just going to tell you what it is, because I feel like if I'm transparent with this, I feel in my heart to be transparent right now, because I feel like there's someone out there that can relate to this and that God is speaking to, and even if I am speaking it, and you all kind of bear with me because I weave in and out of prophetically, you know, in and out prophetically sometimes, so just bear with me. But I do feel like there's somebody out there that God is speaking to, and you are maybe going through the same situation, but it was the houses, you know, all through the years. I every time it seemed like God blessed me with a home, the home was stolen from me. There's several times the home was stolen from me. And many years ago, there was a home, my home, that was stolen. I mean, it was stolen from me. Someone forged my signature, and they stole the house from up under me. And the Lord told me, He spoke to me and said, listen, He said, you can stay here and you can fight the situation in court. You know, I was away from home. I wasn't here where I live at in North Carolina. I had to take a leave because my mother, I had a stroke and I had to take a leave and go to Indiana. And the Lord said, you can stay here and you can fight this. And He said, you might have to go back and forth from North Carolina to Indiana. He said, and you will win, He said. He said, or He said, you can exchange this house that was stolen from you for the house that I am going to give you. Now, people, I'll tell you now, that was like 15 years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And I had forgotten all about it, you know, just living. And recently then God came to me and told me, He said, remember when I told you that I was going to give you a home. He said along the way, he said, you thought everybody else's home was your home. He said, but that is not your home. Those weren't your houses. He said, I said, exchange it for the house that I am going to give you. And tonight, there is someone that have had something stolen from them, and particularly a home. And God is going to restore your home to you, not particularly that home, but God is going to give you that home. And I felt to say that to you tonight. So let's look at the scripture again. I want to look at verse number 4, and I want to read down to verse number 8, and then I'm going to skip all the way down to verse number 17, 18, and 19. I hope you all are able to follow me tonight in some kind of way with some type of device or the written word. It says in verse number 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam and the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Check this out. His God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. I'm reading the KJV version, everybody. I love that version. Okay. And then it says in verse number 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and shall without fail recover all. Now let's go down to verse number 17. I like to read the Bible. You know, I could take one verse and kind of go on from there, but I love to read it. Verse number 17, 18, 19 says, and David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, nor neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And tonight, again, complete recovery. Well, what does recovery mean? You know, recovery means to go back or regain something that was lost or taken. While I'm talking tonight, I want you to think about something that has been lost or taken from you. And I pray that if you cannot think of anything, if indeed you have something that has been lost, that you have lost, or something that has been taken, and you can't remember, I pray that for the sake of your blessing, your reception tonight, and for the manifestation of the Lord in your life, that God will bring it to your memory. Because tonight, I want you to lay hold on this in the name of Jesus by faith, because tonight is your night, hallelujah, to lay hold on it and recover everything that God that has been stolen from you. Amen. Amen. So during this time of the pandemic, many people have lost many, many, many things. Some people have lost loved ones. It's so sad to say, you know, and our hearts do go out to them. They do go out to them. They have lost loved ones. People have lost jobs. They've lost their businesses. Some people have indeed lost their homes, and et cetera, et cetera. Many things that they have lost. And so a lot of people are, well, they're just trying to survive, let alone trying to go back and recover everything that they had, you know, or everything that they lost. They're trying to just make it through this time and just, you know, to live, you know. Hallelujah. But you know what? Just as Prophetess Letitia said, when she was speaking. So those of us who are God's people, we don't have to worry. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry because we belong to God. And even though all of these things are happening in the world and all around us, you know, I have a little saying that God gave me, and it simply says, it don't pertain to me. It doesn't pertain to me. It doesn't pertain to me because I'm a child of the King. We, let's face it. Life really is an occurrence of losses and gains. What we don't want to get stuck in as God's people, and I pray that if there's anybody in here on here that has not given their life to God and that they have not come on the Lord's side, tonight, to the end, I invite you to come on the Lord's side so you can be on the side of victory and a King's kid and have access to the kingdom of God. That is what the children of God have. We have access to God's kingdom no matter what time it is. It doesn't matter what time it is. We have access to that. So, you know, many people are trying to live, but if we tell the truth, their life is a occurrence of losses and gains. But what we don't want to get stuck in is we don't want to live a life that is beneath our level, a life that we suffer more losses than we do gain. Now, this happens sometimes, you know, just because we're Christians and we claim to be a child of God does not mean that we're not going to encounter some time of hardship. If you don't believe me, check out the book of Job. But what did I say? We are on the winning side. We don't have to get stuck there. We don't have to sink right there and just lay back and say, oh, the devil beat me, and I'm so sad. Oh, no. We have another story. We have another song. That was my daughter singing when she opened up the podcast, the line. She was singing A Great Day, Great Day. And I'm going to tell you where to get that good music later on. But, you know, we have to understand, children of God, you know, we have to understand that all of our days are claimed in God to be great. Even if we encounter hardship during some days. You know, yesterday was a tough day for me, but I saw so much good in it. Now, I'm not going to get into that. I want to get back to this story about David. So I want to use David's methodical recovery, or the method that he used to recover. And I want us to, you know, if you want to, you can take note, because I want to share 7 points with you. And these are things that I've used myself, especially the last few days. Whenever I have to minister, you all, I'm one of those ministers that I go through what I minister. I taste it. I feel it. So I'm not serving you something because I snatched up something and said, oh, you know, this is a good word. I can give this. I can, you know, speak about this. No. I go through. I feel that thing. Hallelujah. I'm the first partaker of the fruit when I minister. So I want to share these 7 things with you. Before I share these 7 things, I want to tell you where complete recovery all starts. Hallelujah. Depending on the type of recovery that we need, that is needed for each of us, you know, it has to start in our mind and in our heart. If we can grasp hold of, okay, this is what I lost. Now, you all be careful right here. Be careful. Because there are some things that it may seem like we lost, but it wasn't a loss at all. It was, we lost it to gain. And some things we don't need to go back and try to get. We don't ever want to go back and get some things. So I am sharing this with you. You know, think about, you know, let it be something that is of value. And we don't want to be going back and backtracking, trying to go back and get old stuff. God let me know a lot of times when we pray and we're praying for certain things, the reason why we don't get them, God doesn't release them to us, is because we're trying to live in the past. We're trying to go back and recoup things that are of the past. And God doesn't want us to go back in the past. He wants us to go forward. Amen. So some of the things that you lost, some of these things that I'm talking about or that stolen, God wants to give you a fresh something. He doesn't want to give you that old stale stuff that you had back then. God is, hallelujah, he's a God of newness. He's a God of refreshment, you know. He wants us to have new and better. He wants to come up higher. He wants us to be better than what we were before. Amen, hallelujah. So in order to gain complete recovery, you know, I want to use this example, this analogy that David used when he went back and he was able to recover everything that he gained. And so the first one is awareness, okay? And I talked about that already a little bit. We have to come to the place where we realize that there was a loss, because if we don't consciously come to the place of awareness, that we realize, hey, you know what? The enemy stole this from me, and he used different people to do it, you know, to sliver in and do things. Just like Eve. When Eve ate that fruit, she did not realize that she lost something until Adam ate the fruit. And then they came to an awareness. So we have to be aware that it was a loss. We have to be aware that it was a loss that of something that we need, that it's something that we can actually use for our benefit. Is it beneficial? The second thing is the analogy. You know, we have to analyze the element of loss. Is it something that you need to go back and ask the Lord for? You know, is it that one, or is it something new that we need to ask the Lord for? So we need to determine the value of what was lost. And many times recovery comes just by remembering, how did this happen? How did I lose this? What happened in the situation? And a lot of times recovery can come back just by counteracting what you did. Just going back over your steps. How did I do this? Okay, this is what I need to regain that which I lost. What are the benefits of the recovery? How is it going to benefit you? You know, is it for your own just pleasure, your frivolous pleasure, your vain pleasure? Is it anything that's going to give God glory? You know, is it anything going to bless anybody else besides you? You know, me, oh, me. You know, when God blesses us, when he opens up his blessings to us and he gives, God doesn't do that just for us to gobble up and be a gluttony of all of the good things and the riches and stuff that he has for us. But he wants us to be a blessing to someone else. I found out that this is another reason why sometimes God withholds blessings, because he knows that we are not mature enough. He knows that we have not come to the level of knowing exactly what to do with it that would be beneficial to not just us, but to someone else, and certainly to give God the glory. It's like giving a $100 bill, you know, to a baby. I have a 10-month-old grandbaby, a precious baby. And if I took a $100 bill and gave it to her, right now she's at the stage where everything is to the mouth. She would take that money and she would put it in her mouth and chew it all up. She would tear that thing to shreds. Well, this is why it's important for us to continue to grow. And the things that we ask for, the things that we desire from the Lord, some of these things that we want God to restore to us, God, it's not God taking a long time. Well, God, you know, I asked you, and why are you taking so long? And God, you know, I need this, and I've been waiting so long, and I believe it, I have faith. Well, God is not the problem. It's not the problem. The problem is that we have not come to a place of maturity, of wisdom, as to know how to appreciate and what to do with the blessings of God. that can benefit us, others, and God. If God releases some things to us too early on, we would just destroy ourselves, okay? We would get lifted up. We would get haughty, you know. So, you know, we have to analyze, you know, the element of the loss, you know. Then the third thing, people, I hope I'm not boring you, okay? I hope it's not. The third thing is motivation, okay? So we have to develop the desire to regain what was lost. By a turnover, David had to gain a motivation to decide that he wanted to go and regain those things. You know, after they sat down and they wept and they wept and you know, they cried, and the Bible says that they cried, you all, until there were no more tears. They didn't even have any more energy to even cry anymore. Have you ever, ever experienced a time where you cry so much, you know what, you just didn't have any more tears, you know? Or you felt a cry within your belly, and for some reason you just couldn't cry. Well, this is how these people were. They were so distressed. Imagine just losing your sons and your daughters and everything that you have, you know, kind of like Job. Well, this is how these people, and they just cried. And there's anointing coming in. Hallelujah. And they just cried, and they just cried. And so David had to develop a motivation. And David decided, hey, his motivation was God. Well, you all, you know, God should always be the foundation of our motivation. We don't go running around and running after stuff that is not God's will for us. But because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to run around in our own energy, and we're going to wear ourselves out, and we're going to wonder why we're so exhausted. No, the first thing we need to do is we need to seek God and for direction, not allowing him to be a last resort, but allowing God to be a first resort. Why should we wear ourselves out? I don't know how many of you can relate or know this song that we used to sing many years ago. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Now, I like that song, but there's a problem with that song. Why try everything else? Why wear yourself out? Go ahead and try Jesus first. Let it be David. He encouraged himself in the Lord, and he called for the ephod. That was the priest's garment, because that's what he used at that time to inquire from the Lord. What he did was, that's like he had to have a connection. And the ephod, the priest's garment, was his connection to get a word from the Lord. A lot of our problem is why we don't really get a proper word. We run on emotions and we run on feelings. It's because we don't take the time. David, stop. The people talking about, we're going to stone you. Let's stone David. David could have got all discombobulated, and they're going to stone me. Forget these people. I'm just going to leave and ride off and leave these people. No, 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 no. David, stop. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Go get the ephod. And this is what we need to, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sometimes we forget about God. Let me go in prayer. Let me stop and go pray about it. Let me take the time. People are so busy running here and there and everywhere. Stop. Stop, stop. Sit down. Take the time and pray and inquire from the Lord. And I promise you, in the name of Jesus, call on Jesus. And if you inquire of the Lord, if you do it with the right heart, he will answer you. He will not leave you hanging. He won't do it. So David, he encouraged himself in the Lord. A lot of times, you all, his motivation was the Lord. We can't sit around and wait for somebody to motivate us and pat us on the back and go ahead now. It's gonna be all right now. You know, yeah, you can make it. You're not. We don't always are not always in a place
to have somebody to do that to us. And if we are, if we're always dependent on somebody to pat us on our back and to encourage us, you know, people along the way, I'm telling you, you're going to fall out the race. You're going to fall out the race because your source of your motivation is people, and it is not God. God is our source. He should be our foundation for our motivation, and that is when, you know, sometimes we do turn to, you know, our friends or the pastor or someone else, our spouses, you know. We do that indirectly, unconsciously, you know, and we don't find the help we need. God is there. Let him be your source of motivation. The people, they weren't going to help David. They were getting ready to stone David. Now, these are people David had led, were close to David, but they were talking about stone. So don't wait till somebody motivates you. Don't wait till somebody, you know, always encourage you. It's good to have that. And, you know, I love it. Hey, I love it. But it isn't always there. You've got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. You've got to tell yourself how that it's okay. You've got to tell yourself, God loves me. When people are hating on you and you feel cast down and you can't go to anybody, you got to tell yourself, you know, God loves me. God cares for me. God wants me to have this. God wants me to be blessed. God wants me. God wants me. God wants me to. God wants me to have. God wants me to do. God wants me to. God, tell yourself, God wants me to. Hallelujah. You got to do that. Hallelujah. So you must allow God to daily renew your mind, though, because every day, day by day, Satan is always there, day by day, through the night, to try to oppose us in the good things that God has. Hallelujah. But the word of God, if we know the word of God, it is our battle axe. One of the armors of God is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I love this because, you know what, we don't have to get all puffy and, you know, use bad language and all that kind of stuff. You know, hope nobody uses bad language. But anyway, you don't have to do that. Amen. It's better if you just let use the sword of that Spirit and use the word of God, and you can cut that head off. Listen to number four, amen. Number four is you have to make a decision. After all of that, after David called for the ephod and he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord said, go. He said, Lord, should I pursue? And the Lord said, pursue. Should I go after him? And the Lord said, go. Somebody tonight, God is telling you to go. You feel it. You feel the unction on the inside. You feel the anointing from the Lord, and God is telling you to go. As a matter of fact, the one I'm talking to or the people that I'm talking to, God actually already told you to go. I am just confirming what God already said. So God, after all of this, you know, when God told him to go, David still had to make the decision to go. God can speak to us. He can tell us what to do, thing that we need to do it, you know, and we'll sometimes people will still sit and not go. Why? Because of fear and indecisiveness, you know. So God is saying to you, go. You know, go. It belongs to you. You know, even if God gives you a release to go after your goods, you know, we have to make that decision, as I said, and we have to make up our mind. We have to say, I'm going after it. And for us tonight, you all, come on. I want you all to go with me with this. Please, go after everything. This is a word from the Lord. He said, go after everything. This is a season. Go after everything that was stolen and that was lost that you should have, that God wants you to have. He is saying, pursue. Don't sit around crying. You cried enough. You know, when David got done, you know, crying, David got up and he went to work. So I want to say to you, I mean, go ahead. You know, have your pity party. You know, I'll be the first one to attest to that. Every now and then I'll have a little pity party. But you know what? You know, you get up the next day, wipe those tears from your eyes, and go to work. Go to work. I'm going to say it again. It's time for you to go to work, because God wants you to have it. Number five, strategy. You got to develop a strategy. Now, David didn't just say, come on, y'all. Come on, guys. You know, we're going to go get them and we're going to get all of our goods. No, David developed a strategy. This is another reason why many times we're not able to recover the things that God has for us that the enemy stole from us. Some of the things that were stolen and that were lost, it isn't God's fault. We are the corporate. It was something that we did that wasn't right. We went left, and it was our fault that we lost it. But now we come to awareness. This is why we love God so much. Because when we come to him with a humble heart and we come to him with a repentant heart, then God is so merciful. Oh, he's so kind. He's so kind. And many times God will counteract that thing. And he will, because of our humbleness, God will release those things to said. One of the reasons why we don't recover things is because we go running after stuff in ignorance. And God is a God of planning. When God created the heavens and the earth, God planned it. He didn't just jump up and just start doing stuff. Before God sent his son, he created a strategy for our salvation. God is a planner. And a lot of times we don't do things, we don't get the things that we need, and we don't get the best because we're too quick. We don't have patience. We don't wait on God. We don't get the proper instructions from God. We just feel like God told me to do it, you know. And I just told some of you or all of you tonight that I'm talking to, you know, God is saying go. But don't just jump up and go running like you're crazy. You need to inquire from God and let God give you the strategy. God will give you the plan that you need to recover everything that you are supposed to have, okay? Proverbs 20:18 says, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. Some of the things that you're going to have to go after, yeah, you're going to have to go to war, okay? It isn't going to fall in your lap. So I'm not going to sit here and just make you think that things are just going to magically, I don't even like to use that word, but anyway, appear and just fall in your lap. Sometimes, you all, we have to rise up in the name of Jesus. Don't fight on your own now because you're going to wear yourself out and you're going to lose, okay? But we have to rise up and we have to fight for certain things. You know, God's word says fight the good fight of faith. You know, he said fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, rise up. You know, I was preaching on Sunday and I was telling the people of God that faith stands up. You know, we have to exercise our faith with works. And faith stands up, but fear sits down. It sits down, it crumbles up, and it backs back, it hides, it dips away, but faith stands up and says, hey, here I am, coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith will get you, hallelujah, what it is that you need to get when you put some works with it. So, you know, we can't just jump up and run after it. We have to have a strategy. Then number six is activation, okay? After we get the plan of God, the right strategy and everything, then we gotta put some action to it, you know? We gotta get up. We can't just give lip service. You know, I got it. You know, yes, God said, I believe God can do it. Yeah, I believe he can do it. You can believe God can do it from here until Timbuktu. But if you do not act upon what you believe, nothing is going to happen. I'm telling you, God requires activation rather than procrastination. Take the initiative to move out. Move forward, move upward, move onward. God wants you to move. I can't say it the way I feel it in my spirit. God wants you to move, okay? The problem is, hallelujah, a lot of times there is no movement. There's a lot of lip service, you know, a lot of believing, you know, a lot of hope, you know, just a lot of that, but there's no movement, you know. So listen. The seventh thing, you all, hey, you all can tell me, is to recover. Once you put activation with it, the minute you begin to act on God's word is the minute that you begin to recover. You may not see it. It may not be manifested right away, you know, and you may have to work your strategy and your planning and your prayer, you know, prayer, putting your prayer with it. And sometimes, you know, yes, sometimes you got to push that plate back too, because some things, according to what Jesus said, only come through prayer and fasting. Amen. I was just telling someone else this. You know, you can stand on your head. You can sing all the songs you want to sing. You can give all the money you want to give. But some things are only moved by prayer and fasting. And that is your faith and your works right there. Pandemic, you all. God has appointed, even though we see the chaos, for God's people, he has appointed and set aside this time for his people to be able to recover, not some, but everything that they have lost that belongs to them. God has opened up the treasures of heaven in the midst of the losses, especially for God's people. He's opened up the treasures. Hallelujah. But the sad part is that it's going to be so many and so many of God's people who will not be able to embark upon the recovery, because so many of God's people and so many people in general are so carried away with everything that's happened, with the riots, with the marches, with the, you know, let me just bring it home to you with the pandemic, with the coronavirus, you know, with Black Lives Matter. Let me just be real to you, with you, okay? With Juneteenth, with the 4th of July versus, you know, Juneteenth. And it's just so many things that the enemy is trying to implement to distract God's people. Let me tell you something. This is thus saith the Lord. God told me to tell you, I'm not interested. He's not interested. What he's interested is the salvation of the souls of people. Amen. If we focus on God and what he wants us to do in this time, then he will open up those treasures. We have to focus on God. Focus on God. What is it that you want me to do in this season? What is it that I should be doing? I want to recover the things that you have for me, but you got to focus on God. Get your eyes off all this junk. I understand what a lot of people are saying. I understand what they're saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense, but that is not where God wants you to focus. He wants you to focus your attention on him so that he can bless you. Why? Why? For your benefit. And when God blesses you, he will invoke upon you to bless others. Amen. Because just through you, many will be blessed just by you focusing and you being obedient to do what it is that God wants you to do. So what is it? My question, and as I'm coming to a close down here, is like, what is it that the enemy has stolen from you? Did he steal your salvation? If we're not careful in this hour, if we're not careful, we will allow Satan to steal our salvation. He'll steal our salvation away. How does he steal our salvation? By causing us to get deceptively, he's subtle, by causing us to get our focus off of him and get our eyes on everything else around us, everything that's happening around us. And by that, he begins to steal away our mindset, you know, our time with God. You know, is it the time with God that do you feel like you're running? Do you feel like you're running, and the more you run, like the further away that you get or you can't obtain, it seems like you can't reach what you're trying to reach, maybe because the focus is off, okay? So that time with God that you used to have, that time of prayer, that passion that you had with God, look, yeah. So a lot of the churches have shut down. A lot of the churches, church is not normal. Church is not what it used to be. It's just not what it used to be in this time. So a lot of people are distraught during this time. This is where you have to really, really, really focus during this hour so that you can stay connected with God. God's promises have not abated any. They have not gone anywhere. His promises are in the same place they were before the pandemic came. They haven't shifted anywhere that will shift and cause God's blessings to shift away, and we don't stay put. Amen. Is it your health? You know, are you experiencing a health decline? Is there hope for your recovery? Absolutely. Absolutely, according to God's will, in God's plan. There is hope for your recovery. God's promises are yes, and in Him, amen. Is it the time that the enemy has stolen from you? You know, once again, like you're running, and it's like you just don't have enough time to do what it is that you need to do. Mm-hmm. We can spend more time, you know, now God has given us this pandemic, so we can spend more time with our family. We just have to figure out how to become creative to spend the time with our family where it doesn't get on our nerves and wreck our nerves, especially for those who are working at home. You know, this is not meant to steal away. This is meant to give. God is giving us back. You see, it's all in how we look at what's going on. Is it the money, you know? Is it the money that you feel that has been stolen from you, you know? So putting so much money into survival. You know, before the pandemic came, there was so much money that we had to put out to survive. You know, many were going back and forth to work, you know, driving and all of this. So many people are working home. You got to look at the blessing. Look at the good side. You know, is it your rest? Well, hey, God opened up the treasure. During this time of the pandemic, you know, so many people are anxious to get out and about, you know, and go to frivolous places. God is giving you this time to rest. You have more time to rest, more resources, okay, and more motivation for vision, life, and health to recoup, you know, to be become more creative and figure out how to redo things, you know, how to do things better, how to do things a better way, innovation, you know, more how to do things more efficient. God has opened up the windows for us during this time. He's opened up his treasures to bless us. So complete recovery, is it possible according to God's will for your life? Yes, it is. So you know what? If you had a pity party yesterday, get up today, wipe those tears away, and go to work in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that's the message I want to relay tonight. So I hope that you all were able to grasp out of the message and utilize it for the betterment, the benefit, and the salvation of your personal life. And if you do that, then you can be a blessing to others as well. Back in your hands, prophetess. God bless you.
Amen. 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 So powerful. You got to reach out and grab it. Know the Lord is restoring the days that the cankerworms have eaten. Trust in his promises. Amen. It is all beneficial for the living in God's will. Amen. And I am blessed and excited. This word has encouraged me. Amen. You know, me and another woman of God were speaking today, and we're getting different calls, amen, of different feelings people are having during this time. And the first thing I thought about was, you know, when we find ourselves lost in the Lord, it shuts the door to the enemy coming in with negative thoughts and negative spirits and those things that try to bombard you. And so tonight, when we pray, we're going to be praying for the Lord to begin to shut every ear gate, eye gate, soul gate that you may have, amen, and that we are going to decree and declare the promises of God over your life, amen, because he is yes and amen, and he is not a man that he should lie. So we give God glory tonight. I thank God for Apostle pouring out, amen, for her diligence, amen, and staying the course. Come on now, because, you know, somebody needs to hear that word. And I thank God for those of you who are listening online, those of you who are listening via shortwave radio in the different nations that we are impacting. I thank God for those of you that will be listening to this broadcast later. But know that the promises of God are for you. He is for you. Amen. His thoughts of you are good, and he is for you. Amen. And so we're getting ready to open up the lines. Amen. And just give God some praise. If you would like prayer, if you have a testimony, if this word just encouraged you, you know, I tell people all the time, feedback is amazing. It allows us to know that we're in the right vein and we're receiving that message, and it's blessing somebody's heart. And so if you just have a little feedback, that is fine. But we want to release what the Lord has given each of you, and we want to be here for you. So I am going to start with the line ending in 5499. The line ending in 5499. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. Amen. Last call for 5499. Okay. Amen and amen. Okay. We are going to go to the line ending in 4693. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic okay. Sound Podcast.
Well, thank
God
you.
God bless
so
you. Can you hear me okay?
Me. Yes. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is it clear? Okay. Awesome.
It's very clear.
Well, my name is awesome. Okay. Well, my name is Angel, and I just want to say that this podcast was certainly a blessing. I'm just hearing Apostle's word. Was truly enlightening. It just kind of stood out to me as something, some action plan that I need to do as far as in my life. A lot of times I've noticed that I can get wrapped up in society, especially with all this Black Lives Matter. Yes, it is a concern, and it is something that should truly be, you know, listened to. However, as far as being a Christian, you know, we should look into it on a different aspect as far as prayer. So she just kind of made it more profound that, yes, things are important, but as Christians, what is our job? Our job is more than just, you know, going on the news, talking about it, talking with others, debating about it. It's more so how we can get on our knees and what lifestyle we can do to also be a change to what's going on in the world. I'm thankful for this podcast. It was truly a blessing.
Amen, amen, amen. And you're absolutely right, woman of God. Our position is the place of the priest and the intercessor for the nation. And so when we find ourselves wrapped up and tied up in all the logistics of things, we then come out of our high place with Jesus and come down and fight at a level that is beneath us. So we want to make sure that we are tapped in and plugged into the right power source. Amen. And so thank you for alliterating that, because it's very real and very necessary that the church get to that place where we are taking
yes.
our place of authority versus taking a political stance. Amen. Apostle,
yes.
did you have anything?
I'm just appreciative of Miss Angel, Sister Angel, speaking out that, and I'm just thankful that she was able to refocus, and get back and try. And then it was a blessing to her, you know, because I want to say to her too, God has a great blessing. Great blessing, I hear great blessing for her. So he for you, Sister Angel. So he does not want you to get your eyes off things and on things that are not conducive to your benefit and to your blessing. Amen. Amen. He says you have a lot at stake, and there's a lot. I hear him saying there's a lot he wants to do in your life. You have a lot, you know, that God has for you up the road. And he said, you cannot afford to get sidetracked. Amen. So much more. I wish I could say, speak and prophetically speak the way God shows me and the way I see it in the spirit. Amen. I see her road, your road. It's just full. It's just full of riches, full of riches. So that is one reason why the enemy would desire to come and try to sliverly take you off track. So thank you for that. God bless you, and you keep your eyes on Jesus. And I'm telling you, I hear the Lord saying, seriously, that the half, it has not even yet been told. It has not been told. Hallelujah. But he said, you'll tell it along the way. He said, you'll tell it, and I hear the word, you'll testify. And you'll be a blessing to so many other people. As a matter of fact, a lot of people's blessings and their connection is linked with you. It's linked with you, to you. Amen. You are the corporate of many people's blessings that would not otherwise experience the things of God and the placement of God. Would allow the enemy to take you off track. So I would encourage you, stay on track, young woman of God. Stay on track. God has a great blessing. I keep on hearing that word and seeing that word break, just like that song in the beginning. Great day, great day. I hear the Lord saying, great blessing, great blessing, great blessing. In Jesus' name, that's the other Lord. Amen.
My God, my God.
Apostle,
Do you mind if I pray? I feel like she's a daughter in the spirit, so I want to clear that. Do you mind if I pray for her?
Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord use you. Go right ahead. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Father, I thank you for Angel, Father God, and she represents her name, Father. Father, I thank you that you are calling her as a champion. I thank you, Lord, that you are calling her as a voice that will stand up for others. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the voices that are silent, that can't speak, Father God. She will have a voice that speaks. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to give her boldness. You will continue to give her willingness. You will continue, Lord God, to keep her strong, Father God, for the sake of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, I literally see her with a microphone, like one who is going to be in office of some sort, a position of authority, Father. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now, Lord, that as you get ready to raise her up, Father, that she will stay rooted, that she will stay grounded. And, Father, I see her roots extending, Father God, into the ground, Father, that they will not be exposed to the elements. But, Father, her roots will go so deep, Lord, that those roots, Father God, will not be tainted or touched by the wind of the world, Father God. She will not be thrown to and fro by every wind of doctrine. But, Father, there is going to be deep-rooted, deep knowledge, deep wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are calling her wisdom, Father, that you are going to bless her with an anointing, Father, for wisdom and strategy, Father God, in Jesus' name. And there is a reason why her eyes go to the political realm, because, Father, you are calling her to be a leader of leaders. Father, you are calling her, Father God, to be one of authority, one who speaks on the behalf of others. And so, Father God, in Jesus' name, we cover her in the blood. We decree and declare, Father God, the hedge of protection be round and about her. And Father, what she sees now has nothing to do with what is coming. Father, what she has done in the past has nothing to do with what you're doing in her future. Because, Lord, I see you laying railroad tracks. And line upon line, precept upon precept, Father, she will go over every mountain. She will make it through every valley. Why? Because you are driving the train, Father God. You are her locomotion, Father God. You are her motivation, Father God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call forth her angels of protection. We call forth your ray of light and hope, Father God, to be with her even in the dark times, even in times when she just doesn't understand and will not understand. But, Father, there is purpose in her process. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that she will not forgo process. She will not forgo fire, because fire is purifying. fire is purifying. It molds. It causes you to be pliable. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for doing by your hand what only you can do on her behalf. And we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory be to God.
I receive it. I receive every word.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And woman of God, just know there's something very important. There's things I could say I can't say right now. But I will tell you this. Your voice is important, and this is why the enemy is trying to shut you up and shut you down for so long. There is going to be an authority in your voice that causes others to speak, that causes others to want God with a thirst and a hunger. Come on, Jesus. There's going to be a voice that causes this evangelistic anointing to stir up within you, that causes people to want to follow God with all of their hearts, minds, and souls. Your voice is important.
Thank you.
You are important to God's kingdom, and he wants you to know that. He wants you to have a clear understanding that you are important to him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God.
According to your will, Lord, let it be done unto her. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus'
name.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next line. Our next line. Hallelujah. Woo.
Glory.
Woo. Apostle, she's going to amaze you. I don't know her, but she is going to amaze you. It is going to be good. Okay.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I do. I see you like a proud mama over her. It's going to be so good. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. We are. Okay. We're going to go to the line ending in 1264. Line ending in 1264. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. I give honor to the presence of God tonight. God bless you, prophetess. Amen. To the apostle tonight. Amen. I just thank God for the word that came forth tonight.
Yes.
It was powerful. It was rich. It came with authority. She shared so many points to encourage the body of Christ. And I know that was a fresh word. I thank God just for being on here, because I know it was by accident I got here tonight. I was laying down. The Spirit of God spoke to me and said to go on Blog Radio. And I know usually I would go on there maybe Thursday night, but the night is Friday night. And when I got on there and saw the broadcast coming on, God said, I want you to listen in, because it's not by accident, because there's going to be a powerful word that's going to be for you. So I just thank God. I pray God continue to bless your ministry, continue to use you. I pray for the apostle that God will enlarge her territory, anoint her, and take her through greater exploits and this user in a mighty way to bring forth signs, wonders, and deliverance in the lives of God's people. And I thank God tonight, and I received that, and I just want her to have a word of prayer with me. I appreciate that, and God bless you. Brother Coleman from Brooklyn.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Coleman. Apostle, do you mind?
Gladly. I'm honored. Father, we just thank you for Brother Coleman tonight. We thank you, Lord, for his boldness, Father, to speak up and speak out. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the acceleration of faith, oh God, that you're imputing into him right now, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, that everything in his life, Lord, hallelujah, that you're straightening out all of those little jagged places, of the places of uncertainty, God, that you're just ironing all of those things out. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving him clarity, Father, that he will no longer be wandering about certain things that he's been questioning you about for some time, Father, that you're bringing clarity to his life, oh God, and there is a certain desire in his life, oh God, that he's been praying about, and the God that he's been seeking you about, Father, and
yes.
That he has tried in himself to even try to work on, but it just doesn't seem to be working out, you know, in his favor, God. This has to do with, I don't know whether it's a wife or a daughter, it's a woman.
Yes.
It's a woman in your life, amen,
yes.
That God is going to give you clarity. He's going to give you direction as you begin to seek him. And the jaggedness, oh, hallelujah, God is going to clear
Lord.
That
Jesus.
Away. I hear him saying he's going to clear the air. There's an airiness. There's an air there. And God is going to clear that air, and he's going to make it. He's going
yes.
to bring forth peace. In the midst, in that situation,
yes,
you're going to bring peace. He said, you'll never have that problem. You'll never
Ooh,
have that problem again. He's going to do away with that problem. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
God is
Jesus.
Calling you to higher ground. And that's been
yes.
Lingering around for long enough, he said. Long
yes,
enough. And it is your time and your season for God to take you further and to bring you to a higher ground, because this has been a hindrance. And you already know what God has called you to do. You know your calling. You're not absent of what God wants you to do. But
yes.
Really in your heart, you really want to do it. You really want to just, like, really go strong after it. But that
yes.
has been a little hiccup in there as to, Lord, if I go forth, you know, is this going to meet me up the way? Is this going to
yes.
Disturb
yes.
my future? God is going to put your path behind you so that he can
yes.
bless you in your future. And I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, after this, do not let your past hinder your future. Do not let your past,
yes.
I hear the Lord saying, stop your future. Hallelujah. God is going to
yes.
go before you. He's going to make up the way. He said, depend on him. Hallelujah. You're not going to have to try to worry about fighting and dealing with it and wrestling with it anymore. God is going to go before you. He's going to clear it up for you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is going to free
you.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word to
yes.
Brother Colby, oh God. I thank you for the peace, Lord. I thank you for the clarity, Lord. I thank you for making his pathway straight. I
yes.
thank you, Lord, restoring, Lord, everything.
Yes.
The cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the palmer worm is taken from him, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that I see him, oh God, with his hands up, giving you the praise. Hallelujah. And giving you the victory. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, fear not, Brother Coleman, but go forth. Don't fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No more fear. No, none of that. None of that anymore. Because trust
yes.
the Lord. He says, trust in me. Because I am your source. Hallelujah. Say,
yes.
Lord of hosts. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your clarity.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, for doing
yes.
it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for provisions. I hear provisions.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We
thank you,
Lord, for the provisions
thank you.
Of what
yes.
you need, Lord. Those things that he need, oh God, to do the things
yes.
that he need, God. You know how that I'm all shaking. I hear the Lord saying so much, and I don't want to go on and on and on and rabble on.
Yes.
I hear the Lord saying so much concerning you, hallelujah, and personal
yes.
about you.
Yes, yes,
as
you're right.
Man, as a man, how the things that you desire as a man, how that I'm all shaking. I hear the Lord saying, to fulfill your manhood, not because you want to boast,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, or
yes.
not because you want to brag or any of that, none of that, hallelujah,
yes.
but a completeness, hallelujah, and we thank God, hallelujah, we thank you
yes.
for doing it. We come against every foul spirit, every demonic
yes.
spirit that has come against
yes.
him to steal from him, how to destroy, how to kill in his
yes.
life. We come against every demonic spirit. We call it down and out. In the name of
yes.
the Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you. And I hear the Lord saying, it is so. Hallelujah. It
yes.
is so. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, walk tall and walk in confidence and walk in faith, because it is so in me, says
yes.
the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. That God's going to enlarge your territory, woman. Thank God for you and prophetess.
I love you much, and I pray, God, one day I get a chance to meet you up personally. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, man of God.
I wish you was.
Amen. Oh, oops. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We give God praise, and Apostle, with your, well, we'll talk about it in the back end. I don't know which information you'd like for me to give him to make sure you get that seed, but we'll make sure that seed gets to the Apostle, absolutely.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
As you were prophesying, I was like, whoa, Lord, I felt the wind. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and let me shut up. Okay, we're going to go to the next person. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to go to the line ending in 2798. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Oh, God bless you, prophetess. God bless you, apostle. I was so blessed by this. I've been blessed since I've been coming on here. And that was an awesome word. God is so good. It's powerful. I just felt the presence of God just flowing through the words you were speaking. And I was just praying with you guys. It was awesome. So God bless you guys. And may God continue to bless you, apostle and prophetess, and this ministry and everybody on the line. And may he continue to let us be unified, because there is where he commands his blessing and his anointing. So I thank God for you all. And I'm humbled to be on, and I'm in a process, and like the man of God said, everything you were saying, even through that word was a rhema word, because I'm waiting on God for some things, but I've also, in my seeking him, he's been doing something with my heart to where usually I would be anxious and I would do it myself out of my own will, out of my own strength, but he's been giving me a grace to be patient and to move with him and by his spirit and not by my own might, right? So I just thank God for that word, and it's confirmation. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Love you, Seth.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you.
Bless God. Bless God for you.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, boss. I guess I should have asked, if do you have anything for her before I shut it down?
I just feel like that she received, that you received. Well, I'm sorry, I wanted to call you by your name. You gave your name. I don't want to call you she.
My name's Caress.
Caress, okay.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless
you. God bless you, too.
I really believe, yes, I just feel in my spirit real quick that there is tonight I just keep on hearing the acceleration of faith. And I do believe that there is a new trail that God is going to, is a shift that God is going to bring in your life. Okay, so it's different than what you have previously dealt with, or the way that you used to do it. God is going to really deal with you, and he wants you to follow this other way. Okay, not that way. That's the wrong. That way was okay, but it's not going to get what you need. It's not what you're looking for. You're seeking for something. There's something that you're seeking for, and God wants you to actually have it. It's for you. He put it in your heart. And that's why you're seeking for it. It's a calling. I mean, it's a pulling for it. But the other way is not the right way to go after it. You got to go this other way that God is showing you. And Sister Caress, the woman of God, it's a little challenging, okay?
Yeah.
But God said it's yours. All you got to do is just walk in the way, just do what he told you to do, and it belongs to you. You'll get it. You'll get it. And you'll get all of it, okay? Because inside, you know, there's a little, you will go after it with a little bit of reservation. But God said remove the reservation
because you'll get the whole thing if you move the reservation and trust him for it. You'll get every bit of it. And I hear the Lord said every penny, okay? Every penny.
Amen. Amen.
In addition to every penny, okay? Real quick.
Wow.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you. I receive that. I'm so sorry. My daughter just woke up and she wants to be all on the phone. Praise
That's
the Lord.
Okay.
Thank
we
you.
Love the
Amen.
Baby.
Amen.
Amen.
I receive that.
Amen. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, tonight has been truly, truly, truly amazing. I am so blessed to have had the woman of God, and I honor her as an apostle and a mother in Zion. I honor her as a sound voice in the kingdom of God, and I know that God has more in store through the seeds that she has planted on today. And I'm going to ask each and every one of you, if you could manage to sow $20 into the woman of God, and that's for those that are on the line tonight and for those who are going to be listening later. I'm going to give you her information because she won't do it. I'm going to do it because she's going to be like, no, it's okay. No, it's not. Amen. Okay, so we are going to, and that was a joke. Everybody's supposed to laugh. Okay, so we're going to first go for her PayPal information. So on PayPal, you would give to G as in girl, K as in Kate, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, 59@gmail.com. And if you're going to give over Cash App, you would give to $, G as in girl, W as in wind, E as in egg, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, S as in snake, P as in Peter, A as in apple, N as in Nancy. For those of you who need to give in another way, please email me at propheticwindministries@gmail.com, and I will provide you with other means to sow into the apostle. If you want to connect with the apostle, I'm going to allow her to give all that information and connect to her ministry. Amen. But please do not walk away blessed without giving something into the woman of God. She has come freely. She has given up her time. She has sown into our lives, and she is worth the wait. Amen. And so, Apostle, can you tell them how they can connect to you and to your ministry? Oh, no. Okay, she got cut off. Okay, that's not good. Okay. Okay, praise God. Okay, so Apostle, actually, she accidentally got cut off of the system. I was wondering, I saw one person drop. So you can also reach Apostle. Let me pull up her website. Okay, just one moment. Okay, you can reach her website at, one second. Make sure I have that right. Okay, yes, at G as in girl, K as in Kate, S as in snake, P as in Peter, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, Enterprises, which is ENTERPRISES.com. And you can reach her ministry there. And let's see,
And there's actually online giving there as well. And there's also an email address. A mailing address, which is Acts of the Apostles Faith, INC, at P.O. Box 2633, Huntersville, North Carolina, 28070. Okay? So that is the different ways you can give into her ministry. Okay. So we give God praise for all that he has done and is doing. We thank God for all that he is going to do in your life, for for his love and his compassion, and his will and plans and purposes that he's going to reveal. Amen. And so we have switched our nights to Friday nights. It just made it a little easier for what we're doing and all of the different things we have going on. And so please note and put that in your notebooks that we will be on now at 7 p.m. And so we give God praise. So I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm sorry, I was getting text messages in between here. I thank God for each and every one of you for being here tonight. Please tell a friend and of the blessings that are coming over the airways. Amen. And at this time, we are getting ready to dismiss the line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every person that is on. I thank you for those who have heard your voice on tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the seeds that have been planted. I ask, Lord God, that you will continue to bless your people with the blessings that maketh them rich out of no sorrow with it, and that you will carry them deeper, and you will carry them higher, and you will carry them, Lord God, to places unheard of. And we thank you, Lord, in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, and good night.
Yeah, Kashira.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great day.
Some people may not understand why I lift my hands and why I say amen and why I do my thing. Some may not be driving fancy cars or hanging with the stars.
To the wall.